Evidence to help you trust the Bible.
Egypt, Part 2.
Now let's think about the Egyptian city of Thebes. The site of this ancient Egyptian city is about 800 kilometres south of the Mediterranean, on the east bank of the River Nile. At one time, it was the capital city of Egypt. The area has been called the world's greatest open-air museum. Thousands of international tourists come each year to visit its temple ruins. The magnificent ruins of the temple at Karnak are part of the ancient city of Thebes. While this enormous temple was still in use, God told the prophet Ezekiel, "I will inflict punishment on Thebes and will cut off the hordes of Thebes. Thebes will be taken by storm." Ezekiel 30, verses 14 to 16. This prediction about Thebes was finally fulfilled in the 1st century BC. It was besieged by the Greeks. For 3 years it held out against the besiegers, but when it did fall, the Greeks levelled most of Thebes to the ground. Punishment was inflicted on the city, and it was taken by storm, just as Ezekiel predicted. The city eventually continued as several hamlets. Here is one of them, now known as Luxor. Compared with the time when it was the capital city of Egypt, the population has been drastically reduced. The hordes were indeed cut off, as Ezekiel predicted. We'll now look at the ancient city of Memphis. Like Thebes, Memphis is on the River Nile, but it is considerably closer to the Mediterranean Sea. In contrast to Thebes, Memphis remained an important city until the Muslims conquered Egypt. It was then largely abandoned, and its ruins became a source of stone for the surrounding settlements. There are two interesting Bible predictions about Memphis. Memphis will be laid waste and lie in ruins without inhabitant. Jeremiah 46, verse 19. Visitors to Memphis can see how literally this prophecy has been fulfilled. The second prediction is even more detailed. This is what the Sovereign Lord says: "I will destroy the idols and put an end to the images in Memphis." Ezekiel 30, verse 13. Very little of Memphis, that one-time populous and important city, or its temples, still stands. As we have seen, there are ruins of magnificent Egyptian temples in other areas, but not in Memphis, just as Ezekiel predicted. So we have seen more correct fulfillments of Bible predictions. Thebes would be besieged and its population drastically reduced. Memphis would be destroyed. The temples in Memphis would also be destroyed. So yet again we have a challenge. How did the prophets know that Egypt was about to have a long period of foreign rulers, despite having just had a long period of Egyptian rulers? How did the prophets know that some of these rulers would treat the country so badly, with such disastrous results? Many countries have been conquered by harsh powers, but Egypt has had far more than its fair share, and for long periods. How did the prophets know that the country would have so many ruins? Most countries have some ruins, but again, Egypt has far more than most countries. And how did the Bible prophets know which prediction to attach to which city? If the predictions had been reversed, they would have been wrong.